Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, as much as we talk technicals, we're going to step a little bit away from the charts because one thing you've been writing about when focused on precious metals and the precious metals stocks really is the shift that will eventually come for this sector because of, well, quite frankly, just how sold off the stocks are, how much under pressure everything has been. It's been a lot across the board this year for equities, financial assets broadly. Mostly because, or at least the one theme being that central banks, including the Fed, are hiking rates. We haven't seen these type of rate hikes for a couple decades. And some of the comments that this whole bull market for bonds that has been about four decades, over 40 years, where interest rates have come down, that could be ending. And that could be a wake-up call for investors. I've been reading over a lot of your recent work, and it sounds like you think that a shift for the precious metals could be coming here because the Fed is going to be shifting policy. I believe you think there's only one more rate hike coming, and when that happens, then the market is telling us that the Fed is going to pause, who knows, maybe even start cutting rates, and that will be very good for precious metals and precious metals stocks. Jordan, take us through why you think this is going to happen sooner rather than later.
Well, you have to watch the market and what's going on. You look at bond yields, you look at oil, you look at what's happening in precious metals as well. When you look at Fed funds futures, and in the last couple of weeks, Fed funds futures have basically shifted from they're expecting we're going to have one rate hike. At one point, I think it was a month ago or so, they were projecting that we were going to have two rate hikes in 2023. You know, that's after hiking all the way through this year. And it shifted to now where they're expecting three cuts. So what's happened in the last like two or three weeks or so is the market has aggressively already shifted its expectation for next year. So they're expecting cuts inside of the next 12 months. Like, it depends on what you're looking at, but you know, the market is basically expecting the first rate cut in, I think, March or next May. So we're inside of a year. They're already expecting rate cuts. And that was coming into this weekend. You look at what's happened so far this week. We have the yield curve inverting again. Oil is, I hate to use the word collapsing, but I mean, oil is down significantly this week already. And the economy, if you look at the Atlanta Fed GDP number, it's pretty clear that we're in recession right now. That'll probably get confirmed when the GDP comes out. Credit markets are really struggling. So, you know, there's a lot of time between the end of this coming meeting for the Fed in 3 weeks and then the September meeting. You know, and of course, commodity prices as a whole, I mean, they're coming down significantly. I mean, if you look at what's going on in the market and, you know, economic data, some of which is backward looking, there's no way they're going to be hiking rates after July. Like, it's totally ridiculous. And people have to remember, in 2008, there are some similarities to that where you still had a pop in inflation until the middle of the summer. Like, you had a secondary peak in inflation at the beginning of the summer when oil peaked. And so there was all this talk about hiking rates even in the spring of 2008. I mean, looking back, that was just totally ridiculous. And so we're in a similar situation where the problem now is we're in a recession. Damage has already been done with the rate hikes. They need to be undone quickly. That's what the market is starting to say. So if we look at all these factors, it's pretty obvious July will be the last rate hike and they'll start cutting rates after that. I mean, now we can argue about when they're going to start cutting rates, but when you were looking at everything, it's pretty obvious July will be the last hike. There's no way they're going to be hiking rates after that point, especially with the way things are trending. And with respect to precious metals, looking at the oversold extremes that we're seeing in the gold stocks, yesterday we had a huge blowout and new 52-week lows in GDXJ and in GDX. There's some really, really strong support levels, about 10% lower than yesterday's closes. You know, we see fishing lines in a lot of these charts. And so, I mean, in my opinion, I think we're going to see a major shift in precious metals in the next 2-3 to 6 weeks, where it makes sense that if July is the last rate hike, the market will then be looking to cuts. So this damage is to abate once the market realizes July is the last rate hike. So I think, you know, once we're in August, we probably will have seen the bottom in precious metals. You know, other commodity sectors could rally. They could have an oversold bounce. But that's really what I'm looking for with precious metals. I mean, the oversold extremes that we're starting to see, I mean, they're similar to when we saw significant bottoms in, you know, the 2020 COVID low, the 2018 summer low. So you just have to look at what's going on in the market, look at what the expectations are for the Fed, and compare that to, I mean, the price action in the sector, and looking at these indicators and try and look at it logically. And the conclusion is we're setting up for a significant, really a major low in precious metals, possibly anywhere from in the next couple of days to the next couple of weeks. And I mean, this, we're going to be in a completely different situation 2 months from now, maybe even 3 months from now, where the Fed is going to be getting ready to cut and, you know, the bottom will be behind us. So, I mean, I know nobody wants to hear that talk, but, you know, looking at everything, that's my conclusion. I try and look at the data. I don't try and make an emotional conclusion, but that's what it's coming to. Looking at these oversold extremes, comparing them to history, looking at support levels, looking at where Fed policy is going. So that's my view.
Well, Jordan, I think that's a nice way to kind of summarize things for investors as far as the macro outlook. One area that you've touched on in a few of our prior interviews, really over the last few months, is you believed eventually we would be moving towards a recessionary period where there's weakness in the economy and that the commodities would get hit. And that is what we've seen. We've seen oil price finally come off. But earlier, we saw almost all the base metals, whether it's nickel or zinc or iron or copper, that had been blazing to new all-time highs, have all turned around. I mean, look at how far copper has fallen. Who's the Dr. Copper, the health of the economy? So you were right on. The commodities have rolled over. That should help with the inflationary picture. And it's pretty clear with 2 quarters in a row negative GDP growth that we're in that kind of recessionary backdrop. You believe that gold will diverge, though, from a lot of these. And so I'd love you to unpack, why will gold diverge compared to the rest of the economy?
Well, if we look at some similar bear markets, I looked at 4 similar ones over the last 55 years or so. And in 3 of the 4, including the one in 2000 to 2002, gold really started to diverge around the time the Fed cut rates. I mean, in one of the bottoms, it was like a month after, and one of them, it was a month before. So the rate cut is definitely the key when there's a huge divergence. Now, the rate cut, that can be, you know, that could definitely help everything. But the question is, what is it going to help the most? Like, what is going to move the most? And so the fact that financial conditions are getting worse, the economy is getting worse, you know, we know that's going to lead to a rate cut. And that'll lead to the point when precious metals should really diverge. And if you go back, I mean, people remember 2008, I think commodities bottomed in, I want to say December, you know, gold bottomed in October. The stock market didn't bottom until March. Of course, I mean, that's just one bear market that we're looking at. But the other thing to point out is if we look at the last 6 years, gold really, in 2018, gold bottomed when the rate of inflation peaked. And so gold had this good move from August 2018 to August 2020. But in the first half of that or so, remember, the other commodities were trending down. Gold was trending up. And then as soon as inflation really started taking off, which was right about the time when gold peaked and then corrected for 18 plus months while all these other commodities were making highs. So, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to say, okay, well, now they're going to cut rates and everything's going to rally together. It doesn't quite work that way. So precious metals are set up, you know, to do the best in every case when the market anticipates rate cuts, also when the, you know, there will be a rally when, you know, the market starts sniffing out that July is the last hike. I think that will coincide with the bottom, actually. But the, you know, the other commodities are far more sensitive to the economy. I mean, significantly more sensitive to the economy. Copper, energy, uranium, I mean, all these, the base metals, they're too sensitive to the economy. And so they're not going to start to perform again until we get close to the end of the recession. Whereas looking at history and looking at what the Fed's going to do, gold is going to have the big turn when it sniffs out that the Fed is going to have to cut rates. And, you know, depending on where everything else is, I mean, if everything's really oversold, sure, you could see a rebound. And I mean, you probably will see a rebound in commodities and maybe in the stock market, depending on how it's doing. But, you know, gold and silver are set up technically, or gold especially is set up technically and fundamentally to do the best and make the biggest move off that policy shift. I mean, with respect to the stock market, the stock market's been holding up okay. You know, it hasn't made a new low. It hasn't sold off. And so, you know, I think that we're in a bear market rally for the stock market. And, you know, these bear market rallies, they can run up and test the 200-day moving average. So, I mean, we could see the stock market bear market rally continue. You know, however, it's going to be when the stock market has its next rollover. And that's really bullish for precious metals, because when that happens, that's what's going to force the Fed, if they haven't already, to really shift and to start cutting rates. I mean, it's they're not going to say they're going to do it right now when the stock market is where it is. But at the end of the summer, when it starts to roll over again, I mean, that's going to impact, you know, credit markets, your bond market, et cetera. If you have yields plunging and your credit spreads are blowing out, that's just all the more reason the Fed is going to have to cut rates and really ease policy. And so that, among other things, will drive the Fed cutting rates and money moving into precious metals.
So, Jordan, when you're talking about this move in precious metals, are the stocks going to carry along with it, or are the stocks going to trade like the broad other stocks that continue, or it sounds like, to be under some sort of pressure?
Yeah, I mean, the stocks will move like precious metals.
They haven't recently, right? They've been following the markets more than anything.
They're not following the market in the last 2 weeks, because the market hasn't made a new low.
They've been even worse than the markets. That's not good.
Yeah, they have. And remember, precious metals have been correcting for 2 years. And I mean, obviously, when the market sells off, that's difficult on the gold stocks. But precious metals have been selling off. I mean, part of it has been due to the market. But let's remember, the Fed has been hiking rates. And if we look at real tips yields, you know, another way to track real yields, those have been rising most of the entire time. So that's a legit fundamental reason why precious metals have been selling off. I mean, in addition to the stock market. I mean, it would be a different case if real yields weren't really rising and precious metals were getting clubbed along with the stock market. But, you know, and then the other issue, if you think about 2008, and if you think about that, precious metals were running for 6 or 7 years into that peak. I mean, they've already been correcting at this point for basically 2 years. So there's a little difference there between these other markets, but it's really the rise in real interest rates recently and the aggressive Fed that's hit precious metals more so than the stock market pulling it down. Because we are seeing in the last couple weeks, I mean, they were following the stock market, but as we just said, we are seeing a bit of a divergence now where they're making lower lows, yet the stock market is holding up okay.
Well, so Jordan, in your own portfolio, when you're talking to your subscribers, because you believe that gold is on the horizon of maybe shifting and diverging, and that eventually the mining stocks will track that move higher, is this an area where you think it would be good to start accumulating despite the fishing line sell-offs we've seen really for the last month or two?
Yes, this is the time to buy. I know that nobody wants to hear it, but this is, we're going to look back and this is going to be one of the best buying opportunities in history. I mean, we're starting a new secular bear market in the stock market, and that's going to coincide with a new secular bull market in precious metals. I mean, the history on that is clear. That's what's been holding up gold for the last 5 or 6 years. The stock market has still been in a secular bull market. That's basically hanging by a thread. I mean, I'm going to call it, that's over. We're going into a new secular bear market over the next decade or so, and that's going to lead to significantly higher prices in precious metals, significantly higher. If we look at all the indicators I talked about at the beginning of this interview, I mean, they're all blowing out to extremes. Now, sure, you know, I mean, you could buy today or tomorrow and, you know, maybe the bottom doesn't come for a couple weeks. But I mean, it's coming really soon. And one thing I remember, you know, about all these buying opportunities, 2008, 2020, 2018, the end of 2015. I mean, everything, you feel your absolute worst when the market is making a major bottom and is about to turn. And I feel you know, I feel terrible about what's going on. I mean, I'm invested and it's really, really painful. But when I take the emotion out of it and I look at everything, you know, I know what's coming. It's obvious what's coming in the next couple of months. And if we look at these indicators, they're telling us you got to buy right now. Now, the problem with that and investing in markets is, you know, the majority of people are always heavily invested, significantly invested, you know, going down to the bottom. So, you know, that's why it's so hard to do when the market comes to that point. I mean, I'm, you know, significantly invested, so I'm definitely taking big losses. You know, I was too, I shouldn't say optimistic, but I, you know, didn't think we're going to have this much damage in precious metals. But that aside, we're setting up for a really significant bottom here. I mean, it could be in the next couple of days, could be in the next couple of weeks. I mean, I strongly believe it's going to happen before the end of the summer. And I mean, this is the time to be buying. I mean, I bought something today and I'm going to, you know, probably buy some more things over the next week or two, depending on how things shake out. But these are the times you have to buy. And I'm saying that for, you know, gold and, you know, secondarily silver. I'm not talking about copper, the other commodities. The time to buy those is still far off. I mean, the time to buy gold and secondly silver, I mean, that's right now. This is buying time. We're setting up for a major bottom. And we can look back in 3 or 6 months and see how this call worked out. But this is not based on emotion. This is based on looking at the data. I mean, you got to start buying if you haven't already and if you have a good amount of cash.
All right, Jordan, I sure hope you're right, because I think a lot of people listening, including myself, they've seen a lot of losses in their account. Maybe we will get a turn. I still think that the Fed is going to hike more than just one more meeting, but who knows? It's something that for sure we'll be talking about as we come closer to that, but that is still another couple months off. So, hey, hopefully that provides a little bit of optimism for all the precious metals investors that are seeing a lot of losses, but again, it's losses across the board, so just been a tough market and a tough year so far. Jordan, thanks for your time, buddy. We'll chat again next week, hopefully after that turn happens. Have a great rest of your week, buddy.